Good morning, everyone. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. The Reverend Doug Gribenaw is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians in chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Am I my brother's keeper? Cain asked this question, trying to dodge the truth. He had just murdered his brother Abel. But instead of confessing, he deflected. Instead of repenting, he resisted. Am I my brother's keeper? This question echoes still in our own sinful flesh. Its echoes are heard in our congregations, in our families, in our hearts. Is it really my responsibility to care for him? Should I have to bear her burdens? Why should I put their needs ahead of mine? Well, St. Paul has the answer for this question. It's not a rebuke, it's a view, a clear perspective on the new reality in which you and I, redeemed by Christ the crucified, now live. A vision of the body of Christ, vision of the mind of Christ, a vision of life together shaped by the cross. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Well, that's hard. It's not our first impulse. We don't naturally just say, yeah, they're way more important than I am. We don't like to count others. We like to count ourselves, our time, our comfort, our preferences. We look to our own interests and consider the interests of others when convenient. God's word today exposes this sin-sick self-interest. His law strikes us to the quick, reveals that Cain's question, it lives in us, that we too dodge responsibility, we resist humility, we recoil to bear the burdens of others. Not just poor manners, failure of social decorum, it is sin, rebellion against the one who bore your burden. A rejection of the mind of Christ. Thanks be to God, there is one who did not ask Cain's question. Our Lord Jesus did not say, am I my brother's keeper? He said, I lay down my life for the sheep. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He cried out from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. God in the flesh counted you as more significant. He looked to your interest. He saw your need. He bore your sin. He buried your shame. He died your death. Now risen and ascended, he is the head of the body. We joined to him, members of one another, one in love, one in mind, one in Christ. Not that we have somehow achieved the mind of Christ, we have received it. Not that we have earned or created unity, but been grafted into it. Not that we become our brother's keeper by obligation or command or the law, but for joy. Because Christ keeps us, and we in love keep others. Counting others as more significant than yourself, it's not reserved for pastors or missionaries, deaconesses, church workers. This is the daily rhythm of the life of the baptized, lived at home, at work, in your congregation, in your community. The table of duties in our small catechism reminds us that every Christian has a vocation, a station in life where love is practiced, where burdens are borne. Whether a spouse, a parent, worker, neighbor, child, citizen, the baptized are called to serve, not to earn a favor, but to love, because he first loved us. And when this happens, when Christians look to the interests of others, when they bear one another with humility, when they serve faithfully in their calling, it is joy. Complete my joy, says St. Paul. Complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. It is Paul's joy, but it is also yours. Not a fleeting emotion that fades when the daylight closes. This is a joy that is rooted in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so when that old Adam raises his question, am I my brother's keeper? The new man can joyfully say, yes. Yes, I am my brother's keeper, because Christ has kept me and he keeps me still. Thanks be to God. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.